We love space, we love science, and NASA has an announcement. They are going to run a nationwide competition to name the Mars 2020 rover.
So this is coming up.
This is coming up. It's super cool. Holding a contest called Name the Rover. The competition is open to any student. So tell your kids.
So we can, but we can still advise.
Kindergarten to year 12, and will be open to enter in the fall of this year. So you have plenty of time to start brainstorming some ideas. My thoughts are that we should name it Rover McRoverface. Do you remember the boat?
I remember Bodie McBoatface.
Do you remember that?
I do not know. It seems like you guys have some kind of connection on this.
So a few years back, the Brits had this boat.
I think it was a barge of some sort.
It was like a big research something. And they had an open forum idea naming thing.
On the interwebs, of course.
On the interwebs. And people had to vote for their favorite name. And the name that won, like, above all else was Bodie McBoatface.
Which was just sheer brilliance for the Brits, of course.
And so, you know, the British government, parliament, I don't know what you call them, was like, no, this is not a, you know, blah, blah, blah. So instead, they named this little, like, sub, this mini sub, Bodie McBoatface. Well, guess what, friends? Bodie McBoatface made his first real discovery last week, just last week. He was in the news. He made a deep sea discovery on climate change.
All right, there you go.
I mean, if Bodie McBoatface can discover amazing things, Rover McRoverface, I think, could do the same.
He probably could have defeated Thanos.
I'm sure he could have.
Probably.
Good suggestion.
Encourage all your kids to. Let's just have every child in the WIB listening area submit that name. We'll see if we can make it happen.
So I had a great trip to North Carolina and back. Last week, went to the Billy Graham Training Center, the Cove in Asheville. You should go there. It's beautiful. It's restful. It is a wonderful chance to have a spiritual retreat. Probably the low light of the trip, though. I mean, there's wonderful
North
terrain.
North Carolina is a great state.
Yeah, North Carolina. I mean, just a lot of beauty. You're driving through the Appalachians and, you know, Tennessee. But Illinois, I could do without you.
So that was everything that Illinois isn't.
I guess. I mean, I'm just, you know, I know that we are struggling in the Badger State to come out with a agreeable means to pay for the necessary road repairs.
Yes.
And we continue. We grappled under the previous governor, and we will now. But, wow, you know, you get a taste of tolls when you go to Illinois. And I don't have an iPass, which apparently you guys have been hooked up.
Yeah.
And we didn't have this conversation before I went, but
I wish we had.
I know they've got tolls, and I haven't driven through there a whole lot. My dad used to live in Rockford, but he died 13 years ago.
Yeah.
So Rockford, you're barely getting into the state. But
when
you go through a good chunk of the state, not only do they have the Chicago traffic, which is always bad.
And there's always construction.
Yes.
Right. It's just the tolls. And so I missed a couple, and then I think I missed the first one, and then... And then you kind of get bugged by the fact that, oh, yeah, you got a week to pay that.
Right.
Otherwise, you know, then it's going to start to grow.
Because they catch you.
Here's the other nice thing about the iPass. Okay, first and foremost, you keep moving. You don't have to pull off. And it's half the price.
Is it?
So, yeah. So,
but, I mean, you were telling me it's like $40.
Well, no, it's $40. Initially, I remember we spent $40 to get, like, the iPass unit, and there was money on that. But then all of the tolls that you ever do are half price after that, and you just reload it. So, like, ours is set up that it automatically, once we hit a certain level, it automatically pings off of our,
so that's,
you know,
the thing. Another thing is that it can vary from $1.50 to $1.90 to $3.90.
Oh, yeah, to $3.90. Yeah.
And those were the weird ones, because I used to have a roll of quarters and like a roll of dimes in my car before I got the iPass.
Well, and they've gotten to be, like, some of those higher ones, what they did is they eliminated some of the in-between ones so that you're not having to do this as frequently, but then they upped the price. So, yeah, no, it's half price if you have an iPass. So, next time, let me
know.
So
when
I'll
you're going
you
through, so the iPass is not just like a pass that overall covers you, but it's just like certain.
It charges you for each one you pass through.
Yeah.
So you put it like up in your windshield and it beams down and scans
it. Like they kind of are a forerunner for where we're going globally, right?
Yes.
I mean, in terms of like this big eye on you.
Yeah.
And so this, this surveillance.
Chicago, like,
you
know,
you can't
brother.
Get away
you
without
know what
them
else
knowing.
Is like, bad? When you're in Chicago, they have like the sensors at all of the stoplights and you'll get a ticket if you go through on a yellow that's turning red. Oh, you'll get a ticket. And we got a ticket mailed to us. It was a warning, actually, for going 25 in a school zone. Dude, it was a school zone, yes. 15 miles per hour when children were present. It was 7 a.m. on Labor Day. And they sent us a ticket.
Still.
They sent you a ticket or a warning?
Well, it was a warning.
Yeah.
But
what
they
else do you
were,
despise about Illinois before we go, Mark?
Yeah, I'm not big fans of the Bulls, the Bears, the White Sox, the Cubs. I mean, just throw the Blackhawks into that.
They
I
do
guess.
Have a beautiful city with fantastic museums, though.
And they have a great bean. And,
oh, the bean.
They've developed a good style of pizza.
I remember my friend Sam Pastorello went to be with the Lord here just recently. I saw that on Facebook this week. He was a Bulls fan, so... Uh-huh. We had some good conversations, and he won some NBA titles there in the Jordan era. So I remember him. Wonderful man of God. So he's going to be missed dearly. But
there's always bright spots.
Yes.
The Chicago Dog would be a bright
spot. Go Packers, beat the Bears to start the season.
So I was regaling Hillary and Mark off the air with my handyman exploits. And I don't know if I've made it abundantly clear, but I am someone who would prefer if finances allow to just buy a new something rather than fix it. Finances don't always allow that, but it's just so we move into this new home and we use a lot of dishes in my family.
Yeah, you got a family of three kids. Absolutely.
Yeah, family of five and a lot of dishes are used. And the dishwasher has not worked since we moved in 3.5 weeks ago. It has not worked because it pooled, puddled water all over the floor.
Oh, bummer. As
soon as we use it. So again, the dishes have been piling up in the sink and in the dishwasher when Lindsay thought it was going to work. And so I had originally said, well, let's just buy a new dishwasher. Well, those aren't cheap.
Yeah.
So thought, okay, maybe I should be smart and try and dig into this. Now, Terry Stewart, our general manager, actually took the time after our Devos this week to outline for me what I should be looking for with a dishwasher, things
nice.
That I could try.
Like, he's amazing.
His
analogy is
the most wonderful mechanical mind. And so I had some semblance of knowledge of what I should do to at least like unscrew these things because I didn't even know how to take the dishwasher out from where it is ensconced underneath the counter. So I unscrewed the appropriate screws on the kick plate and took out all this padding and insulation and such so that I could see the innards of said dishwasher down below, and then took out a few other screws, jimmied it across some linoleum, and again, I can say this in 30 seconds, this was a much longer process to actually get it out, but I was pretty happy with myself to actually get
kind of like, hey, I'm doing this.
It's like, hey, I haven't broken anything yet. And Nora's like, this was late at night after the kids had gone to bed, but Nora thought it was playtime. So she's like down on her tummy with me, like peering under there with a flashlight.
What you doing, Daddy?
And long story short, we got the dishwasher to stop leaking, at least in the immediate future.
Yeah.
And ran it last night, and it washed a whole big old load of dishes sparkling clean. And I was feeling fantastic because the sinks were suddenly emptied.
Yeah.
And I
solved this.
And again, for me, fixing anything is such a huge, monumental victory for my manhood that I was feeling great. And I went to bed very late, but contented and happy. And then shower thoughts this morning, I realized the culprit was a hose, we believe, a hose that, you know, we could see where it was leaking, so we ran it on rinse and could see where it was squirting and spurting water out. And I realized in the shower this morning, I didn't fix it. My wife did. Because I do all of that pulling it out, and she said, oh, look at this hose, and like clamps the hose back on the nozzle.
Yeah.
And she fixed it.
She's
so
amazing.
So here I was going to bed feeling so happy with myself. I
well
did
done,
nothing
Lindsay.
Laudable. Other than tearing up the linoleum.
Well, you
a little
set
bit,
up Lindsay, though. You know, it's like in volleyball, you got setters and spikers. You set it up, and she's like, here's the problem.
Yeah.
She brought
it's
it
teamwork.
Home,
it's marital teamwork.
Yes. That's
so,
what it's
about. Again, sometimes there's those humble checks, and the Lord was like, you didn't really do anything, husband. Try again.
I really loved this. This is so cool. Okay, so parking tickets happen. I mean, I've never gotten one, but I've heard tell that other people have.
I got one in San Francisco, and when we looked it up, the violation that they said we committed, we did not commit.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, gracious.
The rental company was like, yeah, that happens sometimes in San Fran. They're like, we're just going to end up paying it.
Oh.
But
well,
we didn't
nice
have
that
to.
They did.
The rental
nice.
Company.
Oh,
thanks,
really?
Hurts.
Well, in Las Vegas, they have a new program for a limited time. This program is going to run through from June 19th through July 19th and will apply to people who have had a parking infraction within that time frame. They're allowing those people to pay their tickets off by bringing in new unused school supplies of equal or greater value to the fine.
Right on.
Isn't that so cool?
Hmm. Well, I mean, rather than just fork over money, at least you feel like you're actually doing something good.
I know. So. I would totally do that. So they're accepting pencils, pens, erasers, dry erase markers, index cards, paper towels, disinfecting wipes, cardstock, copy paper, storage bins, rulers, scissors, pencil sharpeners.
So if you're anywhere near Vegas this summer, double park.
So you
can
do some good.
One of the ways you can pay for school at some Liberian schools, my friend Eric has a school in Banga, and you can pay for school, with like, if you bring in an animal, I mean, you get a chicken, and so they'll barter.
That's
because again,
awesome.
People are very poor, so
right.
That's one of the creative ways he's come up with for people to pay for their school.
That's amazing. Well, I thought this was a really sweet way to do this.
For real.
Speaking of sweet, today's National Chocolate Pudding Day.
Yes.
Nice.
And the first recipes for chocolate pudding for custard date back to the early 1900s.
Okay. Really?
I don't know what they did for dessert before that, but Jell-O. It feels like Jell-O pudding. That's been around forever, right?
Yes.
Well, introduced the first pudding mix in 1934. It's the Great Depression, so you got to think. It's just like, hey, this is pretty good.
That's what got us out of it.
In 2011.
Looking at that horse and saying we could use the hooves for something.
In 2011, a chef from an upscale hotel in the UK set the record for creating the most expensive chocolate pudding.
Really?
The decadent dessert sold for, get this now, $34,440.
Was there gold in it?
Practically.
Okay.
I mean, it was just like some high, incredible. I'm going to the next page here that explains that.
Crazy
it was like
Belgian,
the finest Belgian chocolate flavored with a combination of peach, orange, and even whiskey.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying it was in there.
Interesting,
$34,000.
You know, I'm just saying, this wasn't chocolate pudding. The best pudding I've ever had is at St. Mary's Hospital in Rhinelander. I used to work there as a nursing assistant, putting myself through school. And their butterscotch pudding was the best. I still miss their butterscotch pudding.
Shout out to chocolate pudding for, as a child, being the best thing I found on buffet salad bars.
Yes!
And a little bit of whipped cream on top makes
it
even better.
Eat it with a graham cracker. Eat it with a graham cracker.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.